It's always nice to find a way to win. You know, we played well. We played hard. You know, there's always parts in the game that you wish you had over. But all in all, I felt it was a great effort. Anytime you can win on the road, especially in this venue, you feel pretty good about your football team.
This is the fourth consecutive win you've had by 10 points. Coincidence, or can you read anything into that?
Well, I think it's a credit to Cleveland. You know, we're up 17-0, really had the game under control, and, you know, they found, you know, fought back. And offensively, we had a turnover to put them in a pretty good field position, but they found a way to get put it in the end zone, and really a credit to them the way they kept on fighting.
Mike, how much better do you feel about your offense? You were able to move the ball more consistently today as opposed to maybe some other weeks?
Well, you know, this game is about consistency, and I thought at times we did move the football, and at times, you know, we struggled. That's part of an offense clicking. You know, it's not where we want to be, but like I said, you got to find a way to do it. And I was pleased with the effort. I thought we played a pretty good first half, especially in those conditions. That wind was a lot stronger in that first quarter than people would realize. You know, going against that wind, so it wasn't a good quarter, but we kept our poise and kept on fighting back, and that's a sign of a pretty good football team.
As far as Jake goes, how do you feel about, for lack of a better term, his inconsistency?
Well, we don't ever single anybody out. You know, this is a team, and sometimes it looks like the quarterback, you know, is inconsistent. It's a number of factors. It's wide receiver. Sometimes it's the offensive line, timing. Sometimes it is the quarterback. But we'll just keep on working as a unit and hopefully improve.
How sweet was it for a bunch of guys in your life who happen to play here and come back for the first time and play well?
Well, I think anybody that's been at another organization, if it's good terms or bad terms, it's always nice to come back and win. I think when you feel familiar with an organization, you'd always like to show them that they might have missed something. Mm-hmm. I think that stands for coaches as well as players. It's just the nature of the game. And, you know, we felt very fortunate to win. But I thought our guys, you know, really handled themselves great during the week. I heard nothing but compliments, you know, toward this organization right here. And I thought it was pretty positive from at least my standpoint on the way our players handled themselves.
What was the feeling on the sideline when the defense gave the touchdown?
Oh, obviously disappointment. Anytime you do something that's never been done or hasn't been done in a long time, you know, it just takes something out of you. And that's just, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, very seldom do you put yourself in that situation. I can go back in my career and talk about things that had never been done, and it is a special moment. But after it's over, and you try to start a new one.
How good do you feel about the way Doomerville has progressed? Last 2 weeks, he's really been off the hook.
Yeah, he's played well. He's played well in passing situations, and he's got some quickness, and hopefully he continues to improve.
I think a lot of people watching TV today heard you're getting ready to play Cutler, and we're thinking about it as soon as today.
Well, I can't speak for, you know, all the experts out there, but I can't really respond to that. Obviously, if we're going to play him, well, we would have played him. So obviously, the experts were wrong.
I'd be happy to see guys like Brandon Marshall make a couple plays in a row, get back
in the game. Yeah, you know, we've been through this before. You know, sometimes a guy gets shut out for a couple games, and all of a sudden he has a big game. That's just the, you know, nature of the National Football League. We've been in this for a lot of years, and there'll be some games that are pretty tough. You can't get things going, and all of a sudden it'll be the wide receiver stepping up. It'll be the running backs. But collectively, you got to find a way to win, and that's what I think. That's what I thought we did as a group, find a way to win.
How different was the difference between Fry with his inexperience and Plummer with his experience?
What do you mean by that? Did Fry have a good game?
Well, is your quarterback way advanced from Cleveland's quarterback, and was that apparent today?
Well, that's for other people to decide. I can't tell you about what kind of game Fry had from a coach's standpoint, because he's coached to do certain things. But our quarterback, first and foremost, is to find a way to win, and he did that today.
Mike, will the Colts be the biggest challenge of the year so far for your defense?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. You know, the Colts are a great offensive team. They've been a great offensive team for a number of years. It'll be a great challenge to our defense.
What happened to Jarvis in the game?
Had a toe injury, very, very painful. How bad it is, I can't tell you at this time.
You know anything about Matt?
No, he'll have an MRI, and we'll find out how serious, obviously, the situation with Matt is. I thought Eric did a great job coming in early part of the game and, you know, not getting any reps and playing at the level he did.